With the British Parliament at loggerheads over Brexit, the prospect the UK could leave the European Union without a deal has dramatically increased. The Prime Minister Theresa May is required to take a new plan back to the Parliament on Monday, but the uncertainty is crippling for businesses on both sides of the Channel. Our Europe correspondent Samantha Hawley travelled to Dover, where the port handles more than 2 million lorries going to and from France every year.
From the white cliffs of Dover in all their glory, on a clear day you can see France. That's how close it is. The channel beyond is a Brexit frontline. Every day, about 15,000 trucks cross by road and sea to France. They simply roll on to ferries and trains in Dover and roll off in continental Europe. Belgian man Eric Matthews has been driving the route for decades.
Okay, off we go.
Given the uncertainty in London, the lorry company owner and driver is deeply concerned by what no deal might mean.
What do you think of Brexit?
What do I think of Brexit? We don't know, do we? We will live what comes to us.
For now, there are passport and security checks, but under a no deal, customs declarations and physical checks of goods would return.
That is something which is going to be a big issue, because anything that comes in or out will have to be checked. Will we go back to the old ages where we had to wait for hours and hours and hours to get the goods cleared?
The British government's member for Highways, Mike Whiting, knows what's at stake. In 2015, his electorate of Kent ground to a halt when French transport strikes saw thousands of trucks turn roads into car parks. He says customs checks under a no-deal scenario will add 3 minutes to every traveller's journey.
An extra, you know, 2-3 minutes doesn't sound like a lot, does it?
No.
But when you add it all up.
But when you've got millions of passengers a year, 15,000 lorries a day, it adds up extremely quickly. And we have 600 coaches a day going through Dover alone. If you add 3 minutes to each person on the coach, and there's 600 coaches, you can see things can build up very quickly.
The British government has already begun tests to stow lorries on unused airport runways to avoid highways being shut down. But for those like Eric Matthews, there's a very uncertain time ahead.
Best case scenario for everybody is a no Brexit.
The UK is still set to leave the European Union on March the 29th. This is Samantha Hawley in Dover, reporting for Saturday AM.